Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And now, right now, Dawn Lemon,
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African-American that comes from your own community.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Dawn Lemon. Oh, you're not there this morning.
No, I was going to say, I'm in D.C. I had to go to the White House yesterday and see Mr. and Mrs. Obama for a little bit. It was a beautiful, beautiful time.
What was the event?
The event was LGBT, the LGBT Pride event, and it was great being there at a place where the people put civil and equal rights first as a right thing to do above ideology or religious ideology, whatever you believe. But it was just a nice event all around, and so we spent some time, a little time, enjoyed ourselves, and then I went to work yesterday. And one of the stories I covered, by now, I'm sure all of you have seen this video. If you haven't, I would urge you to go and watch it. I hope you guys put it on Black America Web, because I want people to watch it.
Yeah, it's up on Black America Web.
All right, good. Ursula Orr is a professor at Arizona State University. She says she was just trying to cross the street when this happened. Listen. Orr is an English professor. She claims she was accosted by a university police officer for just trying to cross the street. This was back in May, on May 20th. The officer claims that she was walking in the middle of the street and she was obstructing traffic. In an interview, it was yesterday on CNN, Orr says the officer's first words to her were these kind of smart alecky ones. Listen.
He asked me if I knew the difference between a street and a sidewalk. I said, what? And he repeated himself. And then at that moment in time, I asked him, do you always accost women in the middle of the road and speak to them with such disrespect and so rudely as you just did me?
Well, on the video, you can see the officer and Orr, they begin to tussle. You heard it there. The officer throws her to the ground. As another officer runs over to assist him, Orr screams for passersby to help. One man did call 911.
911, where is your emergency?
Hey, I'm on College and 5th Street, and there's a police officer who's getting way too aggressive with her young lady who's on the street.
So I watched the whole thing. The confrontation, at least the part that's on tape, lasts for about 5 minutes, the part that's on tape. At the beginning of the tape, the officer does ask Orr a number of times for her ID because she's obstructing a public thoroughfare. Orr can be heard asking the officer repeatedly to be more respectful towards her. She does not show the officer identification, but instead she kept questioning his reason for stopping her in the first place. He also asks her more than 10 times to put her hands behind her back and to stop fighting him. She does not. She does use profanities towards the officers. She even kicks one of the officers as well. Orr faces charges for assaulting a police officer, resisting arrest, failing to provide an ID, and obstruction of a public thoroughfare. Now, the university said it found no evidence of inappropriate action by the ASUPD officers involved. It is disturbing to see and hear a woman being treated in what appears to be such a harsh manner. And many may think there's a racial element to the case because the officers are white and the victim is black.
And this is Arizona.
Now, it is true that the video does not show the motivation for the officer stopping her. We don't know. It could be a racial motivation in that. But before you decide and you jump to any conclusions, I would suggest that you watch the entire video.
The thing, Don,
come up with your own. Yes, ma'am.
Is that the way the video starts, it's like they are going right at each other immediately. That he's going
No,
at her.
That's where the video starts that you see on television.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So
right.
The difficulty for me is, did he say you're being stopped for jaywalking, you know, all of this, and explaining it to her?
He explains it to her. Like I said, it's hard to watch, and you think, and you're right, it is Arizona. And like I said, you don't know. She could be a victim of walking while black. We don't know that, right?
Because that's the way I'm looking at it. She was walking while black.
Her. And then if you are, when you're walking and you're doing something that, you know, just normal things and someone stops you, of course you become irate. So that may have ticked her off. But if you look at the video from the beginning to the end, he does choreograph it. He said, ma'am, I'm going to do this if you don't do this. Ma'am, I'm going to do this if you don't do this. And none of those things she complied from what I saw. Now, before he...
Well, why was all this necessary for jaywalking, though?
Exactly. They had a... Since 2010, they were trying to... Right.
Of all the crimes that's probably happening in that town right now...
For jaywalking.
He's spending all this energy... on trying to stop a woman from jaywalking.
She said she was trying to avoid some construction, and that just seems and I'd like to see the whole video. I understand that it's a tough job.
You got to watch it. You got to watch it. But here's what I say: when I'm walking by myself, I'm a man. You know where I walk? If it's a street where, but I walk in the middle of the street. And say somebody pops out from somewhere, I can run. If you're walking on a sidewalk and someone comes from a stoop, you can't go anywhere. So I walk in the middle of the street, right, as a New Yorker, and a former New Yorker, now a current New Yorker. I walk in the middle of the street. I don't care if it's, you know, if it's a lighted street or not. So she could have been doing that, but she says she was just trying to cross the street. And he started at her with this smart alecky tone, and then she said, be respectful. But if you look at it, she did not comply with anything
he
said.
Now, the video I've seen on CNN.com is just where they're immediately going at each other.
No, that's not the beginning of the video. The video starts and the audio starts. It's about 5 minutes, and she's saying, "Ma'am, you're being stopped because you're obstructing or whatever. I need to see your identification." And she goes, "Are you serious? I've never seen anybody get stopped." She goes, "Ma'am, I need to see your identification." And then it just escalates from there.
And that justifies what he did to her?
No, I'm not saying it. I don't think it justifies it. I'm just saying that you should watch all of it before. And then you make up your mind. That's it. It's hard to watch, but just watch it.
For jaywalking.
For jaywalking.
Are you serious?
In Arizona.
That's what she said.
Are you serious?
And she's right. Are you serious?
And then gets wrestled to the ground.